I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. A recent study called Out of Reach finds that someone working full-time earning the federal minimum wage would be unable to rent a two-bedroom apartment anywhere in this country. But a new partnership in New Haven is trying to address the problem one house at a time. As WNPR's Caroline Lester reports, a group of students at Yale University have teamed up with a local homeless shelter to build 10 affordable housing units in the next 5 years.
From her apartment on Eddy Street in New Haven, Ranye Prasad Little has been watching the construction for months, waiting on the house next door to materialize. She says she's excited, but has some advice for the designers.
As for women, we like to take baths, so they should have bathtubs. You know, sometimes we like to soak.
Prasad Little lives in the building next door to the construction. Before that, she was homeless for 15 years. She tells me that her new apartment changed her family's life.
I'll be a grandmother within the next 3 weeks, so me and my daughter didn't have good living situations coming up. And I said, just don't have no kids until I'm stable, because we're going to break this mold that me and her went through. So she listened to me, she waited, and she knows my grandson is going to be safe while she's at work.
Once the house next door is finished, two previously homeless families will move in, permanently. This project is a collaboration between Columbus House, a local shelter, and the Yale School of Architecture. Columbus House has yet to identify who will take the units. I walk next door to check it out.
Nobody hit the reporter in the head, please.
Yale architecture professor Adam Hoffner is yelling to 14 of his students milling around the site. It seems a little like herding cats. He's leading the collaboration with Columbus House.
So right now we're standing in the efficiency unit. It's going to have these two large bay windows that we...
Carrie Garrigas, a first-year architecture student, knows her way around a construction site. So far, only the framing is up, so when she gives me a tour, we have to use our imagination.
Both the master bed and kids' bedroom have these bay windows that you can lay down in, and like we picture a kid with their book, reading, looking out.
With the help of Professor Hoffner, 14 Yale students designed and built the space I'm standing in. They also met with residents of Columbus House, like neighbor Prasad Little, to learn what kinds of things might matter to someone transitioning into permanent housing. And that transition can be hard, says Paulette DeMeo, a caseworker for Columbus House.
When someone hasn't been housed for so long, they don't know the basic things about living independently in housing.
DeMeo had one client who was so uncomfortable in her new apartment that she refused to sleep in it for months. Other clients need help with things like budgeting or understanding how a lease works. But DeMeo says that even with those difficulties, housing the homeless is the necessary step to help them rebuild a life.
So I know from an outsider's perspective, they might say, well, just go get a job or go do this. But when you don't get that much sleep, you probably don't eat what you're supposed to be eating, and you don't really have a stable, safe place to even go to make a game plan. It makes it very difficult.
Study after study has found that permanent housing is the most cost-effective way to address the problem. According to data on endhomelessness.org, by providing housing, Denver saved an average of $16,000 a person every year. Massachusetts saved $12,000. The cost to build each New Haven home will be about $200,000. Every month, one-third of the family income will go towards rent. The rest will be covered by Columbus House. Adam Hoffner, the Yale architecture professor, hopes that by the end of 5 years, they'll have trained Columbus House residents to help with construction.
It becomes not only a way to provide housing, but it actually provides a skill set which allows for sort of an economic sustainability.
I asked him how that might compare to training Yale students, many of whom have never worked construction before.
No offense to Yale students, but my guess is that the folks from Columbus House might have a little bit more experience as to, you know, which end of the tool to hold or what have you. It's an adventure, a great adventure, working with the students. But it can be challenging. Let's leave it at that.
Next door, neighbor Prasad Little says she knows just how much of a difference a house can make. I asked her what it was like that first night she spent in her own home.
Slept like a baby. So it was serenity.
This is the first year of the Yale Columbus House project. It's a 5-year collaboration with plans to build just as many houses. For WNPR, I'm Caroline Lester.